So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Are you and your significant other opposites? I'm looking for a couple that's like, oh my God, opposites really do attract. 855-444-MEGA. So 855-444-6342. We're looking for someone to call in, and we're going to test to see if you and your significant other are just opposites, because they say opposites attract. But I think it's not like opposites in terms of like morals or how you view life. It's the little things in life that I do think there is, because like in How I Met Your Mother, one of my favorite shows, because they always have these How I Met Your Mother theories, and they always say there's an olive theory, that one person in a relationship hates olives, one person loves olives. Mm. And that's how you find a successful mate. And I do think that there are certain ones like the olive theory that are out there in terms of opposites attract. So like Hannah, who's in a new relationship, Kevin and I have been married forever. I'm curious if these are true in our relationships, or if Hannah knows some of these yet that are complete opposites, if the opposites attract. Like number one, one person is always cold and the other person is always hot. True, false?
Yeah, that kind of is the same in my relationship, yeah.
I am always hot. My wife is always cold. Can't stand being cold. I am always hot, trying to turn, we're like messing with the thermometer. I know Kevin doesn't mess with the thermostat at his house.
I don't touch nothing. No.
But one person always runs hot. One person always runs cold.
Accurate.
Kevin, I know you can't argue this one because your wife will call in and tell you you're lying to everyone. One's a saver and one's a spender.
Yep. I am the spender. My wife is a saver.
Hannah, have you learned that about your new man? You've been together for a couple months. Do you know who's the saver, who's the spender?
I feel like we are pretty similar. We save when needed, spend when I want to go to the casino.
Okay. So you guys are both, so you're the spender, he's the saver. You
probably,
just haven't admitted yet.
Yeah.
For my wife and I, we are opposites. We spend on different things. I will splurge on little things. Like I see something at the store for the kids, I'm like, oh, I'll pick this up. And my wife's like, why? We're trying to save money. And then out of nowhere, my wife will hit me, you know, for this weekend, we should go on a trip. And I'm like, you yelled at me for picking up the kids a candy bar? One person's a planner, the other person's go with the flow.
Oh my gosh. This has been our one fight, is that I'm such a planner and he's go with the flow.
I'm go with the flow. My wife's a planner.
My wife's the planner. I am the go with the flow. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, let's test it for you. You and your significant other, opposites. How? And I'll run through some of these other ones with you guys. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Are you and your significant other opposites? I'm looking for a couple that's like, oh my God, opposites really do attract. It's not based off like the big things. Like everyone, if you're going to be in a successful relationship, I think you have to have like the same outlook on like money, kids, religion, these things. Usually our opposites don't attract. It's the small things in life. Like I was saying, like one person's always hot, the other person's always cold. One person's a planner, the other person's go with the flow. That's usually how opposites are. That's how my wife and I are. Like, we're opposites. Like, she's super quiet. I talk on the radio for a living. My wife would disappear, like, in terms of, like, social media, if she could completely. Like, but I have a big personality, and that's how it is, you know?
Yeah, I think about that with my wife, you know, she's the bad cop, and I'm the good cop.
Yes, bad cop, good cop. Always, you find these relationships, and they're like that. Caitlin, is that how you and your significant other are?
Yeah, a lot of the times. I mean, personality-wise, we're pretty similar, but when it comes to anything else, we're complete opposite.
Like, okay, here's what they're saying. These are other small opposite things that usually, if you're a happy couple, check the boxes. One's an early bird and one's a night owl. Is that true for you?
Not so much for my husband and I, because we both get up early and we're ready to, like, crash out later. But like the hot and cold, I'm always cold and he's always hot. So it's always set on whatever thermostat he likes, because you can put on more clothes, he says. But like we're the same, like in the sense of traveling, I would rather plan out like where we want to stop or when we're going to stop, where we're going to stay or whatever, so I can get some of that set up so we're not, you know, either paying more or we're not waiting to the last minute and it's not available. And he's like, no, we're just going to go until I'm, you know, till we're ready to stop. And I'm like, I can't do that.
I don't think I've planned a single thing on any vacation in over a decade. My wife has all the plans. I just do it.
Just go.
I just go with it. I have a blast. She should be a travel agent or something. I don't know. Thank you so much for the call, Caitlin. Elizabeth, this is true for you and your significant other?
Yes, for sure. Same with like the hot and the cold, but like planning, it's always me. He's like, just tell me where to show up. I got you. But he does not like to do any of the planning. He definitely, he's a morning person. I'm a night owl.
Yeah, my wife, I'm a morning person. My wife is a night owl. And I feel like whenever we're going to sleep, that's when she like hits me with all these like these night owl questions. I'm like, This is how you feel like in the morning, because you cannot ask me, and I just agree to everything at that point. She's like talking to me about big things or trips and like whatever. Yeah, yes, I don't care. Like I would literally be falling asleep. It's like unfair.
Yeah, he hates it.
What is one person a chatterbox and one person quiet?
Yeah. So it kind of depends on the situation. If it's like people we know, then we're both kind of chattery. But if it's like strangers, I'm a chatterbox and he's like, stop talking to people.
Interesting. One person's tidy, the other person's a slob.
Yeah, I'm a little more slobby. He's a little tidier.
Hannah, have you figured out who that is in your relationship yet?
I think I'm the more clean one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, who's the slob and who's the clean one in you?
You know, it's funny, and my wife's going to hate me for saying this. Sarah, it tends to be more of the slob, and I'm the clean one, primarily because I'm the guy who cleans up the mess.
Okay.
I keep things clean.
Kevin, I can relate to this. I'm the straightener. I keep everything straight. My wife will not keep things straight. But then, like, if you ask me to clean something or do, like, a deep cleaning, my wife has to step in. She's like, you think this is clean? I'm like, yeah, I thought this passed the test. This looks good.
Right.
And the last one is one person loves spicy food and the other one hates it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
I'm not the spicy food girl.
And he likes
he
it?
He is, yes.
Kevin?
I am the spicy and Sarah's not the spicy.
That's so funny that these are all passing. What about you, Elizabeth?
No spice for me. My husband loves it.
Wow. See?
Wow.
And just thank you so much for the call. It just shows you the little things pass that opposites attract test. Everyone seems really happy in their marriage. It's the Brett Maga Show.